We're talking about aging. Now, I know that's not the most popular topic of all topics, but I do believe it's an important topic, and I think it should be of interest to everybody, because everybody I've ever met on the face of God's green earth is aging. Some deny it, some defy it, some try to delay it, but aging happens relentlessly. Last time I talked to you, I pointed out to you from Psalm 90 that it's very important that we should look seriously into living with particular respect to aging. Psalm 90 explains how it works with the human race, that God is eternal, but in contrast to God, we are finite and we're frail and we're fallen. And we're fallen because we have rebelled against God. And the judgment of God is the soul that sins, it will die. And so Scripture says, and Paul puts it very succinctly, that sin entered into the world and death by sin. Now death, of course, is the end of dying. And aging is, in a sense, a slow dying. Outwardly, we are wasting away, as the Apostle Paul put it. But is that all there is to being a human being? No, there's much more than that. But we need to look very seriously into it. And we found that Psalm 90, from which we quoted, teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. This psalm ends with the psalmist having a very positive note. He's asked God, be compassionate, be gracious, be kind, be merciful to us. Forgive us, draw us back to yourself. For we are subject to death. We are subject to aging and to dying. But teach us to live our lives well while this process is going on. And teach us, Lord, to look realistically at the rest of our days. And there's a beautiful little expression at the end of the psalm that says, establish the work of our hands. Lord, I don't know how many days I've got left, but I want these days to count. Would you establish what I'm doing? May it bring a smile to your face. Lead me in the way I ought to go and empower me to live the life you want me to live. That's basically what we talked about last time. Now, I want to go into this in a little more detail. There's a fascinating book in the Old Testament that many people haven't got around to reading and studying very carefully. It's the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'm just going to touch on one part of it right at the end of the book. Let me read something to you that will be of interest to the younger people. You say, oh, this is about aging. Younger people won't be listening. Young people are aging at the same rate that older people are aging. It's just that they are not aware of it. But this is what it says. Be happy, young man, while you're young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. You say, well, is that in the Bible? That's exactly what I've been trying to tell my kids not to do. But, well, read on a little bit. It says, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So what's all that got to do with it? Well, this is what it says. Young man, enjoy being young. There are great advantages to youth. Thoroughly enjoy your youth. Now you're going to have all kinds of ideas. You want to experiment. You're going to take risks. This is what you do when you're young. But just remember one thing. Just remember that for all the things that you get into, you as a young person will come under the judgment of God. In other words, enjoy being young, but use a little common sense. And bear in mind that God is the one from whom you come, through whom you live, but listen, to whom you are ultimately accountable. Now that's where this passage in Ecclesiastes starts, talking to young people. And then it summarizes the advice to young people as follows. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. But then it begins to change. And it says, remember that you're created in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Now what he's saying to the young people is this, just bear in mind you won't always be young because you're aging. But live the life of youth seriously before God, responsibly before God, and before the society of which you're a part. Enjoy all the fun of youth, but remember God will bring you into judgment because the days will come when you're not young anymore. And when you get into life, you're going to discover that it's not just fun, it's not just excitement, it's not just having a whale of a time, but in actual fact, as the writer of Ecclesiastes puts it, he said, the days are going to be gloomy at times. Times are going to be difficult. You're going to find situations that are stretching you, and you're going to go into situations and stages of life that you don't particularly want to go into. But that is the reality of aging. And then the writer of Ecclesiastes gets into an absolutely fascinating statement. Let me read it to you. It says, the days are going to come, this is when you're aging, when you'll find no pleasure in them. And then he begins to describe what those days are like. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after rain. Now, I'm recording this in Milwaukee in the middle of January, when we expect to have this temperature way below zero and everything is covered with snow. But for some strange reason today, the temperature has rocketed up into the high 30s and it's actually raining. And I promise you, it is a wet, soggy, miserable, gloomy day. That's how he's describing life as it is for some people as they're getting older. Now he goes on and says, the keepers of the house will tremble and strong men stoop and the grinders cease because they're few. Now here you get into a lot of fascinating metaphors for what it's like to get older. Let me interpret it for you. The keepers of the house will tremble. Well, these are the keepers of the house. These are the things that get everything done. And the time comes when they start trembling. You know what I'm talking about, okay? And the strong men stoop, these shoulders, these are the things that used to carry the burden, but now they stoop and the keepers are trembling and the grinders cease because they're few. Here are my grinders. And one by one, they drop out if I'm not careful. And those looking through the windows grow dim. I can't see the way I used to. I think I've got cataracts. And it goes on and on. It even goes so far as to say, the time will come when desire shall cease. Now, you can figure that one out on your own. But you get the picture here. He is talking about something that we've just got to face up to. And that is, outwardly, we're wasting away. A famous American teacher and seminary professor said, on one occasion, aging is diminishing. Aging is diminishing. Your body isn't quite what it used to be. Your memory isn't quite what it used to be. Your hearing isn't. Your eyesight isn't. Your appetite isn't, etc., etc. And on top of that, you come to the point of you downsize your house. You start offloading all kinds of things. And you get into smaller situations, smaller responsibilities, smaller involvement. And then in the end, they will actually take away your driver's license. And some people say that when you're in middle age, be very kind to your children because eventually they will choose your nursing home. Hey, this is aging. This is aging. Now, what is the writer of Ecclesiastes saying here? He is saying the time to get your life together is before you get into that stage, because a lot of people think, I'm going to live my life and do what I want with my life, and when I'm just about through, I'll give what's left to God. They write it to the Ecclesiastes, says, no, that's not the way to go. You remember the Lord in the very flesh of your youth, in the days in which you're vigorous, when you have vision and energy and enthusiasm, because these things will begin to decline. Well, what is the end product of all this, according to the writer of the Ecclesiastes? Well, he says, eventually man will go to his eternal home, and mourners will go about in the streets. Now he's talking about the ultimate, the end product of aging. It is dying. And then he says, he gives us some fascinating pictures of this. He says, the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken. In the homes that in which the writer was living in his day, a wealthy home, they would have lamps that were golden, that were full of oil with a wick. And there the light would burn, and it was suspended from the ceiling on a silver cord. But as time went on, the silver cord frayed. And it frayed gradually and imperceptibly until one day it just broke. And the golden ball comes crashing down, and the oil is spilled and the light is extinguished. What a picture of the end of a life. And he compounds that by another picture. He said the pitcher is shattered at the spring. For all their lives, people have gone to the spring of water with their pitchers, and they've got their fresh water out of the spring and they've carried it home. But as time has gone on, the pitcher has cracked, it is broken, it's begun to leak, and in the end it just falls apart. What a picture. And then it goes on to say this, and some people had a well, and they had a wheel on it where they could ratchet down the bucket, but then eventually the spokes gave out on the wheel, and eventually the wheel just quit, and the well stops. And the writer of the Ecclesiastes, he said, this is aging. This is what happens at the end of aging. Now be aware of it. And before you get to that stage, make certain that you remember your Creator. But then there's a fascinating little thing that it says right at the end. And after these graphic pictures of dying, the silver cord breaking and the golden bowl collapsing, the pitcher, the spring breaking down, the wheel collapsing on the well. It says, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. This is fascinating, because this is the writer of Ecclesiastes' understanding of what happens at the end of aging when you die. You see that it's not just one thing, that we age and then eventually we die and we're buried and our bodies go return to the dust, which is a fact. But we won't major on that at all. But there are two things that happen when we die. The body returns to the dust, but the spirit returns to God who gave it. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. If there is a relentless process that goes on in life where we actually have to agree that there is a dying process that leads to death and to dust, there is another process that is moving in the opposite direction simultaneously. And that other process is, whilst the body is outwardly wasting away, inwardly the spirit is being renewed. What does that mean? It means that we're not just physical. It means we are spiritual. And what it means is, if we are physical and we are spiritual and we are examining our lives, we're not only looking at how the body is being cared for in the aging process, and it should be, and it must be. And thank God we live in a culture where we have many opportunities of caring for the aging body. But at the same time, we've got to recognize that whilst outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. What are we thinking about here? Well, the writer of Ecclesiastes says it in a slightly different way. The dust returns to the ground it came from. The spirit returns to God who gave it. So look at it this way. Outwardly, I am going into decline. Spiritually and inwardly, I'm moving in the opposite direction. I'm improving with age. I'm knowing what it is to be spiritually renewed day by day. I know what it is for me to be living a life where I'm focusing not only on my body and its needs and its desires, but I'm focusing very, very carefully on the spirit and the fact that it will return to God in his eternal kingdom. In other words, there are two balancing orientations that we need to have in our days of aging. And the one orientation is we are very much creatures of the material world. Materially, we are going through one process as part of this fallen world. We accept it, we adjust to it, we embrace it, we live well in the situation. And how do we do that? By remembering that we're not just material, but we are spiritual as well. And what that means is there is a tremendous focus in our lives on the life of the Spirit. This is what it says, that the Spirit will return to God who gave it. Did you realize that God gave you not just a body, he gave you a spirit. The body enables you to relate to the whole of the created order of which you are a part. But the spirit allows you to create to the divine order, to the eternal order, to the realm of the spirit. And if we're going to examine our lives, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a good, long, hard look at our material well-being in a material world. And we're going to take a good, long, hard look in our spirits and our spiritual life. And we're going to take a good, long, hard look on our understanding of eternity and the things that are divine. The Apostle Paul said, if you therefore be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Jesus himself said, a man's life does not consist in the things that he has. Lay up treasures in heaven. Because down here on earth, what happens? Well, there's decay. There's things falling apart. There are thieves. There's inflation. There are taxes. There are all kinds of things that eat into our material well-being. But while that is going on, are we storing up the life of the Spirit? Are we being renewed in the Spirit? Do we know what it is to be focusing on the eternal and being in touch in our spirit with the Spirit of the living God? This is all part of aging. And I think the thing to me that has been so enlightening as I've studied these things carefully is simply this, that there are two processes going on that I put under the general heading of aging. And the first process is I'm part of the material world, and outwardly in the material realm, I am gradually aging, and that ends up with dying and death. But inwardly, the life of the Spirit can be renewed. The life of the Spirit can be refreshed. The life of the Spirit can be refocused. And so the great thing that we want to be examining our lives for is simply this. How am I handling outwardly wasting away? How am I handling inwardly been renewed, because inwardly I have the spirit that God gave me, and when my body ceases to operate, the spirit will return to God who gave it. I trust that this is helpful and that you'll take away this simple little expression, incidentally, from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Outwardly, we're wasting away. Inwardly, we're being renewed day by day. God bless you.